We are midway through the week, and it has been another gorgeous autumn day across our region. Certainly, it started off on the cool side this morning with frost and freeze in many locations and temperatures in the 30s. We also had some locally dense fog, but once the fog burned off, we've seen a good deal of sunshine and temperatures that have come up into the 60s in most areas. Clouds have been a little bit more persistent south of Albany. Basically, there's a veil of high clouds from the capital region on south, and the clouds are even a bit thicker in portions of the lower Hudson Valley this afternoon. Those clouds are attached to the remnant moisture of what was Tropical Storm Karen. If you recall, the storm itself basically weakened, though the moisture continues to very slowly work its way up the eastern seaboard, and some of those showers will at least threaten our weather as we work through the next couple of days. For now, though, the rain's still pretty far away. The closest showers showing up on radar are down around the Delmarva Peninsula into the Washington, D.C. area. However, this moisture is making very slow progression from south to north and could bring some showers south of the capital region as we work through the day tomorrow into Friday. It's actually a rather big battle setting up here across the northeast with a bubble of high pressure and control now over New England, and that's what will ease a little bit as this low pressure center tries to move up the coastline. So the bottom line is that we'll see a chance for showers mainly south of Albany over the next couple of days. The farther north you go, the brighter and milder the weather will be. The farther south you go, the cloudier the weather will be, with a greater opportunity of seeing some showers from time to time. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the 60s to around 70. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, some areas of fog, mainly north of I-90, low in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, variably cloudy, with a chance of showers mainly south of I-90, high in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy, low in the 40s. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain, cooler, high in the lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, some areas of fog, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. And for tomorrow, variably cloudy, with a chance of showers, primarily south of the Capital region, high in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds. More clouds south with a chance of showers, high in the 60s, near 70 north, and on Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun with again a few more clouds to the south, highs in the 60s, near 70 to the north. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.